action. It's time for the best 60 minutes of your life. This is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
The busiest 60 minutes of your day, Jason Wilde and Tim Van Voren. The latest from Jason Wilde, and the more I learned about the contract of Christian Watson, he should fire his agent, or, he has no idea of his value. Please understand, the average salary means nothing. Absolutely nothing. What matters is the amount of signing bonus and the percentage of the contract that is. You can be averaging $50 million a year, but if the last few years you're not going to live because of the signing bonus and guaranteed money, it might as well be a billion. They signed Christian Watson to a $3 billion contract. The signing bonus is $31 million, and he's making whatever, $14 million. So they get rid of him after 2 years. And what did it cost him? $38 million. But he signed, and for those 5 years, the average pay would have been $600 million or whatever. I know the NFL presents it, but that's why it's meaningless. And why his stands out even more, because in recent time, the top wide receivers have been getting percentages that no one ever saw. Like, I can give you the top five. Their contracts were around $100-120 million. Guaranteed percentage, 80, 70, 85, 80. And you know what? Do you know what his is? It's under 30%. I think a punter gets about a signing bonus of the same percentage. Someone can check. But I can understand why he would do it, for he has to have more fear than you and I have that he's going to be hurt. There's no way he would sign it or an agent would let him sign it unless he has a legitimate concern about his health. Why? Fine, if that's all you're going to give me guaranteed, by the way, Homer's my agent. Now I want $60 million guaranteed. I want 60%. I'll take a little less because I've been hurt. But if you're giving me that little, I'll play 2 years and take my chances. There's no reason to sign a contract. I'm making, I believe, $14 million this year. And then they could tag me for, I think it's probably 30. So now I'm at 44. Okay, or they don't tag me, and then I go somewhere else after this year. I think it's the last year of his contract. Well, and I'm not going to do that because they're going to give me $30 million under 30% in a signing bonus. Somebody, they should have the percentages of guaranteed money. Now, not even signing bonus, because generally there's usually some signing bonus, but there's even more guaranteed money. I don't know what the signing bonus was for these other top receiver contracts, but the percentage of guaranteed money for all the other players. The Institute can go to work and find out if that's somewhere. And I'm guessing, yeah, he's probably what a punter and a long snapper makes in terms of under 30% guaranteed money for the contract. Now, there may be incentives, so fine. Other guys don't. They have incentives on top of 70 or 80%. So understand this. I don't have to ask Christian Watson if he thinks he's injury prone. He just told me he knows he's injury prone by the contract he agreed to. Because if he's injury prone, he doesn't cost the Packers nothing, given the quality of his play. And if he stays healthy, then he gets all that money. Packers, they had no idea he would agree to this. So, signing the contract, that should be that'll be the discount Liquor Twitter poll question. This is just to inform people. Given that Christian Watson agreed to a contract with the guaranteed money less than 30% of his contract, he is admitting that he believes he is injury prone. Agree or disagree? This should, I don't know who can, the Institute can look at all the contracts, the percentage of guaranteed money. And I said, not even signing bonus, because there is nothing over the signing bonus, which we couldn't believe when it happened, for guaranteed money. Usually the signing bonus could be 60, and then there could be another 15 or 10, whatever, guaranteed. So the guaranteed money is that you have signing bonus, which is of some note because you're getting it right away. Then you have guaranteed money, which is the most important part, because the more guaranteed money you got, the longer the team's going to have to stick with you because they're already going to have to pay. And I would say the definition of a contract in which the signing bonus is less than 30% of the contract is you got an issue. Could be injury prone. I don't know what else, what it could be. It could be old, something. No one would agree to it unless they have that concern. So I don't ever have to ask Christian Watson if he is injury. Are you injury prone? He already said it. Yes, I am. How do I know? Because that's the contract that you signed. And again, that's all that matters, because it means the team can get rid of you with very little cost if whatever they're afraid of occurs. And if you're willing to accept that, that means you agree with him. Packers think he's injury prone. He thinks he's injury prone. So, if you're the Packers, good deal. Because I know what I would have done. I'm playing this year. See what I do. They can tag me if they want. They can pay me more. Or I'll go somewhere else. Because I'm better than what they just gave me. They're telling me I'm too big a risk, or they would guarantee a greater portion of it. I can tell you how important I am on this position right here. 507. Alex, make sure you write this down. The same day in which we heard that ESPN might pay the punter $60 million a year. This is idiotic. However good he is, he ain't worth $60 million. My guess is probably somebody on his side. Good out. He now, even though the fact that they just presented it, he is now the greatest punter in the history of the NFL. Ray Guy was the greatest punter. I don't care if Ray Guy averaged 80 yards. The punter, a punter is making this much money. Jason will not agree. But do you know how many? I mean, I covered the Packers. I don't know how many years. Started in Bart Starr's last year, 83. Do you know how many times I wanted to talk to the punter? Zero, unless they got a punt blocked. The punter. Just the fact that they had 60 million. A punter. It's incredible. He might be more amazing than Michael Jordan. He might be, that might even be more amazing than The Miz. That a punter, they reported, and I don't believe it's true, but just that it could be reported, the offer of $60 million a year. Okay. So, and when you get $60 million a year, just so you know, that's guaranteed. Unless you do something stupid. To let you know, at 5:08 on this, June 9th, how important I am to this station, this network, based on the percentage of my contract that is guaranteed. Alex, what do you think the percentage of my contract is guaranteed?
Oh, you're a legend. So it's got to be higher than zero, right, Homer?
0%. In fact, I'm even worse, less. I'm a negative number because I don't even have a contract. So, yes, I have a value of negative. My signing bonus guaranteed money is negative. The boss can fire me today, and you know what I get? Whatever I can take on my way out. What do we got here? A pair of headphones. There's a. Yes. $60 million a year. So, yes, my importance. I accept my importance by having zero guaranteed money, which means I can understand what Christian Watson did in a weird way. McAfee, a year. What was the latest on Stephen A. Smith? It just stupid. There's no way he can generate that kind of money. But maybe.
Stephen A. only at 20.
20 mil a year?
Say only, like that's not a lot of money.
No, I'm not giving him more than Stephen A. Smith. There's not a chance in the world.
Three times as much.
I know. I'm giving him whatever Stephen A. Smith's money is. That's what McAfee's the same way. Now, Stephen A. Smith's show isn't as long. I don't. The Stephen A. Smith show, 1 hour, 2 hours. I don't know what it is. What's McAfee's? Three? It's fine. Sorry, 20 mil. That's the most anybody gets. As I like to do with Miz, I'll do the same. Jesus can do a show, and he ain't making more than 20 million. I probably got to find another comparison to Jesus. Some people get offended by that. I think he appreciates all the attention. Not that he needs it, but all right. So that'll be my say. It's going to be my first question to Jason. You never have to ask Christian Watson if he's injury prone. He just told us he is by the contract he signed with such a small percentage of guaranteed money. Not just signing bonus, guaranteed money. It's 110, was it? 100? What'd they say the final number
was? It was initially 110.5, but today it was reported at 91.
All right, 91. Oh, so he did get over 30%.
Yeah, barely.
Barely. He got 31. All right. I apologize. I don't know where it went to where. So the incentives must. I don't know.
I'll accept it. Must be worth 94. Up to 110.5.
Yeah. So he's right at 33%, about a third. Yeah. 33%. I still think that's incredibly low. Might be better than a punter. Probably closer to a long snapper. Place kicker, there's no place kicker get more than 33%. We'll have to look that up.
Now the top six punters all make about 50% or more guaranteed.
Guaranteed, yeah. Come on.
Now they make a lot less.
They make a lot less, but yes. But when I'm a wide receiver, I'm not comparing myself to punters. I'm comparing myself to other wide receivers. And I want to know the percentage. Like, say he's a number two? I don't care if he's a one, two, or three. Tell me the numbers of the one, two, and three wide receivers. What percentage is their guaranteed money? He's got to be the bottom. I mean, he's the bottom of number ones, but he may not be. He's probably near the bottom of number twos. He might be, at best, average of number three. Percentage of contract that is guaranteed money. What else matters? Nothing. And I speak because I know my importance. I have 0% of guaranteed money. Actually, I think I have, if you can have less than zero, I mean, if you don't even have a contract, then I think that would be a negative something. I'll have to ask.
You're not paying them.
It can't be lower. No, you're right. If to be lower than zero, I'd have to be paying them.
I'm just confirming we're not in some sort of scam here.
No, we're no scam. So, yes, I'm at zero. So and that would mean that's what you'd have if you have no contract. If you have a contract at all, then you'd have some guaranteed money, which could be they could pay me, guarantee me $10 a year. Then my guarantee would be 100% of my contract, which would probably be the case for most people that have contracts like in the media. But anyway, so I have zero. So. Well, I know it when I see it, when somebody's being very, very, very nice. And why do I accept zero? Because that's how important I am. And you know how I know that? Because if I was more important, they'd make sure I had a contract paying me big money so I don't leave and go somewhere else. Clearly, they don't have much of a fear of that. Homer could leave. Yeah, guess he could. Next!
More of the Homer Hour coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Jason Wilde, the three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year. That's why he is on the Jason Wilde Yingling Hotline. I don't really feel like I have to help other reporters, but I can today because they don't no longer ever have to ask Christian Watson if he's injury prone. Because I claim Christian Watson taking a contract with only 34% guaranteed means he knows he's injury prone. That's the only reason you would ever agree to that little a percentage for guaranteed money. Jason, do you want to join that club?
Sure, I'll join it. I mean, I think it's the phrase that is there's certain words in the English language that you don't say because they are problematic. Certain people in history that you don't compare people to because it's problematic. Those are much more serious issues with the English language. But I think when it comes to football players, when you call them injury prone, that phrase is a real problem for them. So
yeah, and I would say to them, they need to understand that doesn't mean it's your fault. It's nothing.
Yeah, right. But you would agree, because you're a smart guy, that the connotation is it is your fault, and that's the problem.
Okay, so what can we use as a better way?
A lot of bad injury luck.
Yeah, agreed.
That's
yes.
What I usually go
though,
with.
It, you know, people's bodies are such that it's not luck. There are some bodies that just handle football better than others. But I will give them
There's
the
some.
Benefit of that doubt. I'll go with because
like
he is.
Kraft, like Tucker Kraft, for example, right? Like his injury, undeniably bad luck. Like Sean Ryan is diving to make a block and he misses the guy and hits Tucker Kraft flush in the knee and tears his ACL.
Right.
Like, that one for sure is a bit unlucky, as one of my favorite youth soccer coaches used to say to Sid when she would have a good goal scoring opportunity and it would go off the post or something. So, you know,
But over the time in his career, we'll get to decide that if other things come up.
Correct, exactly. And look, I know the guys at Badger Sports Performance in Madison at UW, like, you can say what you want about Watson and his injuries, but from a hamstring perspective, it does appear, knock on wood, and I happen to be standing by some, that they have kind of solved that riddle. And it was interesting to listen to a number of people today talking about him, because not only, you know, is he a well-liked guy and all the other good things that people say about him, and yes, their offensive dynamic is different when he's on the field, that's true too, but I thought what I heard the most, I heard it from Melton, I heard it from LaFleur, I heard it from Jaden Reed, I heard it from Jordan Love. They all talked about how hard he worked at getting healthy. And, like, I remember having this conversation with other players when they were young players about how you don't appreciate, because in college, you know, you're young, right? And everything works properly. And the level of competition isn't such that your body is put through the same degree of punishment as at the pro level. And guys, you know, they're out drinking till bar close, and then they get up the next day and they're feeling fine, maybe a little hungover, but they're, you know, whether they're dehydrated or whatever else, guys, you know, young guys think they're invincible, and some of them don't do enough to prevent injury issues. I don't think that's Christian Watson. I think the way his body is designed was probably part of the issue for him. But whether it was coming back from the ACL or doing all the preemptive things to lessen how much of an issue his hamstrings are, he puts in the work. Like, they all swear by how hard he works to make sure those things are prevented to the greatest degree possible. And they respect the hell out of him for that. But let's get back to your original point. Like, I tried to, and again, I understand fans get to feel however they want to feel. They don't have to listen to me. I appreciate it if they listen to the station, but they don't have to listen to me and agree with me. But like these people, these folks that were so just up in arms about how overpaid he was with this contract, I expect handwritten notes of apology showing up at the Third Street Market Hall in my mailbox, right? Because, dude, I mean, $31 million, that's all that's guaranteed. And it's basically 2 years and we'll see, right? After the 27th season, they'll say, well, yeah, you know, he stayed healthy the whole time. He's tilted the field in our direction. We won a couple of playoff games, and he had a big touchdown, and, you know, we feel really good about him. We're going to give him that $13 million roster bonus. We're going to change it to a signing bonus and spread it out, and he's going to get it. Otherwise, they're going to say this guy was injured again a bunch. We're not going to keep this up. We were wrong to give him as much money as we did. We're going to cut bait, or we're going to get him to take a major pay cut to stay. Like, it's basically a two-year deal with a team option at $13 million going into the 2028 season.
I would also say that I'd like – they give information on the percentage of – we lost Jason for a second? Okay, well, then I'll still say it, and he'll come back. But the NFL does a thing about the average the value of the contract per year, which I think is just – it's just disingenuous, if there's not a stronger word. Because the number that's important is the percentage of the contract that is guaranteed. And when they said that Watson's contract, the average put him in the – I'll have to look it up. It's just crap. Because it's accurate in terms of the money, but it's just inaccurate in terms of the impression it gives to people about the contract. I'd love to see, again – because you can see the top contracts of the players, the best receivers, are near 100, maybe more. But they're 80, 85% of, again, guaranteed money, not just the signing bonus. And I got to believe, but Watson's is probably one of the – I mean, I'm sure it's the lowest for the number one receivers. Might be the lowest in the league for the number two receivers. I would say 34% guaranteed money in your contract means you're a number three. And that's the number that just come out to see how he's being treated relative to other wide receivers. We found out that punters, most punters, I think, are over 30%. Isn't that what you said, Alex? The percentage is more than 30. Now, granted, their money is less.
That's less money.
But still, by the way, the percentage tells you the importance relative to other players. When the percentage is low, they don't care if you leave.
Compared to other wide receivers.
Against
compared
other receivers.
To other wide receivers.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that I'll join that club. And look, again, you know, you look at the amount of guaranteed money. Like I said this right to Christian's face when I was talking to him, and I had done essentially the same thing with Jaden Reed last week, and I'm appreciative of the relationship I have with those guys, that they understand where I'm coming from, and I'm not coming from a disrespectful place, but like, only $31 million guaranteed when there's dudes getting $60, $80, $100 million guaranteed. And his argument is, you know, he understands the situation. He believes that he is going to stay healthy and he's going to earn all that money that's in the contract, even the money that's not guaranteed.
Then he doesn't get it. He doesn't have a clue.
My question, and I'm not, like, I've never been an agent. I've had a couple of agents over the years that I've known pretty well, that I had good relationships with, that tried to explain stuff to me. But, like, Chewy this morning was like, the hell is his agent doing when the numbers came out, right? I mean, and by the way, you know, we all know that in many, not all, but many cases when the contract is first leaked, that there's an inflation in the actual numbers, right? It's a misleading report because those, you know, they want Shefty and Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero to tweet out the numbers, and for the contract to be initially reported as 4 for $110.5, and for it to turn out to be 4 for $92,
mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sorry, but $18 million is a heck of a lot of money, even for a guy getting $31 million guaranteed. So, I talked to both those guys again today. Whether they get it or whether they just don't care, like, I think. I like to think I know Jaden Reed pretty well, and I say that cautiously because obviously.
And is his contract better than Watson's?
No.
He's got 20 of 50 is guaranteed. And it's only 3 years.
And it's only 3 years. That's true. I think they're both 27. But, like, you know, here's a guy who, you know, grew up on the rough and tumble south side of Chicago. His parents moved him out to the suburbs late in his high school time so he could try and get a scholarship, which he did. Lost his dad when he was, I don't know if Jaden was 15 or 16, something like that. He feels like, and I can relate to this, because Tausch doesn't believe me when I say this, and obviously football money versus radio host and sports writer money is different, but like I really am not motivated in any way by money. Like I want to be able to pay for the college, and I want to be able to pay for the girls to go to camps. I don't need fancy vacations. I don't need a fancy car. I don't care about that. And I don't think Jaden Reed honestly does. Like, certainly he wants to set up him and his family for the comfort that comes with being an NFL player and the risks you take. And I think Christian Watson's the same way. He talked a lot about his mom, not as much about his dad today. And so I just think these guys are he looks at $31 million and says, you know what? I'm going to earn the other money, but even if I don't, I got enough that my family is taken care of, and that's all I really want.
And then
want.
I say to you, Christian, you're going to make what? Isn't he making $14 million next year? Is that what it is?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, I mean, so you're making 14. You're not signing anything. At the end of the 14, you don't think you can get 17 more or what? You know, or they, if they tag you, they're going to have to pay you what? The tag's got to be at least 30.
Yeah, I don't want to say things that I don't know about either of these guys. I want to be careful not to do that. But at the same time, like, either they're naive, right?
Yeah.
Or they're authentically, I want to be here. I know what enough money is for me. I believe that I'm going to earn the rest of the money in this contract. Again, I come at it from the other perspective.
I think the answer to Watson is he understands his body. He's not going to
say
it.
I think he understands his track record.
Well, okay. But if he believed it's not his body, then I'll gamble. You'll gamble if you believe in your body, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
For sure. And I think that's what he did. I think he gambled because he believes that he's going to stay healthy. And he doesn't think it's – I would bet that he doesn't think it's a gamble. Like, I think he thinks he's going to get – my problem is there are so many things that can happen on a football – Well, again,
if he's going to stay healthy, then he's worth way more than this.
Right, and he's saying that he's going to earn that money, and he'll if he ends up getting paid all $110 million, right, or with the escalator,
he threw away $40 million at least.
He got the money, but it just wasn't guaranteed right away, is what happened.
Right, but if he
signing this contract now, it's not like if he would have gotten $60 million guaranteed. He would have gotten $150 million of overall value. Like, I think.
No, but I'm saying if he doesn't agree to this deal, he plays this year for 14. And if he has a good year, what's his signing bonus going to be?
I think this year was 11. I think this year was 11.
What's his signing bonus going to be after this year if he has a good year?
It's going to be huge.
Yes.
But
he's not willing to take that risk.
Nor should he. The risk is now that you signed the deal, how much of it are you going to earn? And because, again, I don't think the final number is that different than other contracts. It's the guarantee that's that much different. Same with Reed. Look, my problem with this, and I pray for both those guys, that this doesn't happen to them.
Right.
But there are too many guys that I have. Terrence Murphy as a rookie in 2005 in Carolina. JerMichael Finley in 2012 or 13 against Cleveland at Lambeau. Nick Collins in 11 or 12 at Carolina. These guys suffered career-ending injuries. And in Nick Collins' case especially, like, he held out an offseason because he didn't want to play on a tag or play out the rest of his rookie deal. And thank God he did, because his financial picture without holding out would have been way worse. And I don't know if there's certainly guys that want to break the bank, but there are guys, I think we're seeing this, and I'm not saying that it makes sense. I'm not saying that you should or shouldn't do it,
But, like, I think we're seeing a lot of guys who retire way earlier than they normally would or they would have
back in Tausch's day
because they're like, I got enough. I got what I need. Like, Bakhtiari did a thing with Brian Bulaga and Corey Lindsley and I for CASA of Brown County, a charity that Corey's been involved with a lot. And David, you know, I asked him to jump on the Zoom call, and he was great about it. But he was like, I got to leave by 12:30 because I have a work call. And I didn't ask him at the time, but I was kind of like, what the hell are you working for? Like, you got three contracts in the NFL. Like, so these guys still need to do stuff anyway. Nick Collins is coaching at his alma mater. Like, Tausch is doing the radio show, thank God. So, like, I think some of these guys are just like, it's a means to an end to create a nest egg. But while some guys are hyper-competitive and hyper, you know, motivated by money, and they're going to go after every last dollar, I really do think that there are some guys that just don't think that way. They're just not, they're not wired that way, or the money's gotten so good that they think, you know what, signing bonus is enough. I'll invest it smartly. You know, I mean, I teased Jaden Reed about this, but it's a true story. Like, to celebrate getting a 3-year, $50 million extension, he took his girlfriend to Outback Steakhouse. I mean, that's the kind of thing that Paula and I would do if she wasn't a vegetarian.
Right, and my answer to him is, if I was his agent, you're going to be the same person you are either way. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't make what's worthy of your position and how you play. But
I agree. But again, I think the most important thing, and I know you got to go, is it is about mitigating risk. And let's not lose sight of the fact that for the first time in his football life, Jaden Reed broke a bone, not one but two, the Jones fracture in his foot and his collarbone, and he missed most of last season. And after all the stuff he went through with his hamstrings, Christian Watson tears his ACL in the finale in January of 2025. I think both those things certainly impacted their mentalities about how they were going to negotiate and what they were willing to accept, because less than market value is still more than what they're making if they don't sign the extensions.
That's a good way to finish. Thanks, Jason.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde, All Packers All the Time. Again, the Jason Wilde Yingling Hotline, because you get your own hotline when you're 3-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year. Milwaukee weight loss. I eat less, and I'm happy eating less. And people told me before I started this, it's almost easy. And I did it because I thought it can't be almost easy. No weight loss program is almost easy. And it is almost easy. Nothing. There's no but you do this. But, you know, there's no but. It's a doctor-developed, doctor-supervised program designed to help people lose weight safely, naturally, and keep it off. Some lose 20 to 30 pounds in just a month or two, which is fine because they don't bring it back. Many patients lose up to a pound of fat a day. I started at 229. I'm at 205. And I've been that for a couple weeks, and I'll probably stay that. I don't, unless they say, we'd like you to lose 5 more. Fine, because I can eat a little less and be happy with it. Milwaukee Weight Loss. Get $200 off with the summer special. Book your free consultation now at MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com, and there may be a part of it that fits in a different way for you than me, but you'll lose weight, you'll eat less, and you're happy eating less. Never thought that possible. That's MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. Results may vary. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. Yeah, tell them Homer said this. Yeah. You can call me. I'll tell you. It's not going to change given the situation. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. $200 off with a summer special. Next.
The Homer Hour is back after this on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Tim Van Vorn on the Tim Van Vorn Yingling Hotline, because he is 4-time Wisconsin Sportscaster of the Year. He'll be on in a little bit. Fisco Auto Body, it's a family business owned since 1931. It's not what they do, it's who they are. Fisco Auto Body on Forest Home in Franklin, and they still own the company, so they're still doing the work. Ask them when they do it. How many years you've been doing this? Many, many, many. That's one of the reasons they're that good. Expert workmanship guaranteed for the life of your vehicle. Any damage, Fisco has you covered. Fisco Auto Body on Forest Home in Franklin. You'll thank them, and then eventually you'll thank me. It's a nice, I like it. Not at the top of the list, but near it. Fisco, Fisco, Fisco. So you remember the name. 34%. The percent of Christian Watson's contract that is guaranteed. Jaden Reed, 40%. 34. And what is Jaden Reed? Is Jaden Reed a number three? I think he probably is. Yeah, number three, 40%. Christian Watson, 34%. If your air conditioner never seems to turn off, worn-out windows could be the culprit. Upgrade yours now during Window Nation's Buy 4, Get 4 free sale. Imagine new energy-efficient windows and getting half of them free. Plus, you could even get no money down and no monthly payments or interest for 2 years. As it starts getting hot, at some point you'll look and go, we can do better than this. Yes, Window Nation. As a proud partner of the Brewers, book a consultation and ask how you could score a pair of Brewers tickets. Sale ends soon, so visit WindowNation.com. Window Nation, also proud partner of Wounded Warrior Project. Tim Van Vorm, Fox 6 Sports. You know, I'm asking about the Miz. Next.
More of the Homer Hour coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. The three most important letters in sports. Even better than those.
TVV.
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 It's Fox 6 Sports Director Tim Van Vorn on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Tim Van Vorn, Fox 6 Sports, four-time Wisconsin Sportscaster of the Year. So he has his own also. Tim Van Vorn, TVV Yingling Hotline. You're a multiple winner. You have your own Yingling Hotline. TVV, good evening.
Homer, good afternoon slash evening.
As I believe should be every day, I open the day by telling people whether the Miz is pitching tonight or today or not. Not pitching tonight. Do you have any more new Miz information you'd like
He's
to pass along? Yeah, one more time. Yes, when we
mentioned freak.
Yep, whenever we mentioned Miz.
He's a freak.
That was John Smoltz. Short to the point.
And he's also fortunate that his turn didn't come up into Las Vegas ballpark. So keep it all rolling.
Do you think that was intentionally?
I don't think so. No, okay. I think, you know, the Brewers would pitch him when his turn comes. But that was like softball last night watching that baseball game.
Hard to believe they've had a minor league team there for a long time. Of all that Miz has done, what is the most amazing to you?
The ability to take the ball every 5 days and give you a quality start. When's the last non-quality start the guy had?
That's what we ask. We ask questions like that of you.
I don't have the numbers in front of me. I would say anecdotally, that's the most impressive thing he does. He answers the bell. He hasn't even had, well, I guess he's had one full season now in baseball, if you think back to last year through this season. So, you know, he's still very early in his big league career, and he's, front end ace all the way around. That's the most impressive thing for me. He hasn't been inconsistent this season, even though he's, 23 years old?
He is 24, pick number 63 in the baseball draft. How do you?
And what are his game logs, Homer? What are his? Go back. Do you have that in front of you? What are his game logs?
I do not. You say that, I accept it as fact. how do you believe Murphy is handling, and or is he handling him the same as he handles every player or every pitcher?
I think he's handling him with aplomb. I think he's doing a masterful job of making sure the guy understands that there's a lot of responsibility on him. The Brewers are turning to him for that. They want him to feel that responsibility and that they trust him with that responsibility. I think Murphy's great at that. I think he's great at getting guys to understand it's not cush. It's the, you know, everything matters. Doesn't matter how long you've been in the bigs. Doesn't matter where you're batting in the batting order. Doesn't matter what the score is on the scoreboard. Everything matters. I think he's handling Mizorowski beautifully, and I think Mizorowski's responding to it beautifully.
Is Murphy one who you believe treats each player differently, or is he closer to I treat everyone the same, even though John Smoltz said this about the Miz? Yes.
He's a freak.
I think that he's pretty consistent in his dealings with people. I think anybody that would think a coach or a manager or a general manager would treat Jacob Mizorowski the same way they would treat Drew Rahm is unrealistic. So I think there's a realism between that, but I don't think the expectations toward Mizorowski are any less or any more from what the organization is asking of him than they would be from another player in terms of the way it's approached. You have a role. You know, Drew Rahm has less of a role than Jacob Mizorowski in the grand scheme. But, you know, if you're Drew Rahm, you know what your role is to a degree, and you're expected to, satisfy that role.
I just tell people there's nothing close to anything as important for the Brewers this year than to go to every game he pitches. I don't throw in because with a young pitcher, you just never know. They all seem to have injuries or a surgery. And we don't have John Smoltz saying that because he talked a little, but he even brought it up that he's hoping that maybe the Miz is different because of the way he throws the ball. But I don't think you can overstate how historically special this might be. How many times have you said, this has never been done before? This has never been done before for starting pitching. What's the appropriate? Is it, look it, this could be the best ever. You cannot miss it. Forget the rest of the games. They're all preseason. Not to the team and Murph. Murph would love that. But really, they are when you have somebody like that. What do you think?
It's Ms. CTV. I agree with you. It is 100% drop what you're doing and watch him, or drop what you're doing and get out to the ballpark. You don't know if he'll be healthy forever. Right now, he's in an absolute group. He's fascinating to watch. He's he's early in his career, so you don't know where it's all going. I agree with you, and that's why I go back to what I'm most impressed by. He takes the ball, he goes out there, and he gives you a quality start. He's not jipping anybody. We haven't seen load management with him. We haven't seen, he comes out. I mean, Paul Skeens was kind of this guy a few years ago for Pittsburgh. You had to see him. He's in your town. You had to see him. He's on your team. You're a Pirates fan. You have to go see him. It's Skeens and it's everybody else on the staff.
He's a freak.
All right, let's get to, they asked him about last month. Was it May, how well he pitched? And he had like an ERA of 0.6, and he said, it's okay. I can't. Do you remember that comment? Because I wanted to say, sorry, you can't get away with that. Come on.
You're talking about this May or last year?
I think this year. May he had.
It was historic. Yeah, historic numbers.
And then when he was asked, didn't he say,
it was all right.
Yeah,
it was all right.
Of all the things he's done, I just want to go, no, you can't say that. No, I don't know what you can say. I don't know what's appropriate, but that's no. So does that mean you expect better? Does that mean you think you're that good? Or I don't know. What's the follow-up to that?
I think he is confident in his own abilities, but is also deferential to where he is in his career and to baseball.
Right. Okay.
I don't think he wants to say, oh, this is easy.
Correct.
That's not him at all. That's not him at all. Even though he made it in May, at least he made it look easy.
I mean, I don't. If they'd have asked you, what would you have said? If you were the Miz, you can be the Miz now. TVB. They asked you about May. What would you have said?
I appreciate you noticing.
You know what I'd have said?
What?
It was a great month. It's the majors is tough. It's probably more than it was a great month, but it's just a month. I hope you ask me the same question at the end of June. How's that? Is that not Miz?
Yeah. I mean, these guys are team. You know, it was a great month for our team.
Yes.
I was happy to be a part of it.
There it is.
I hope
we
can continue it in June.
Yes. That's even better. You should be his consultant. It was a great month for the team.
Yep.
Do you help people with questions? They ever ask you about what their answer should be?
Happy to be a part of it, Homer.
I'll bet at some point you have. Who's the last athlete, player that you follow who said, TVV, what do you think I should say? You're going to keep it off the record. You wouldn't. But you have been asked, right? Just admit that so people understand.
They all know better, Homer.
I guess I'll take, I don't know what I'll take that as. TVV, four-time Wisconsin Sportscaster of the Year on the Tim Van Vorn Yingling Hotline. We'll talk next week. Thanks.
See you, Homer.
Always bring some new stuff with Miz. Even TVV.
He's a freak.
Yeah, it starts with Miz. Golf next.